You're now tuned in to radiodr.co.za.
I'm Nushi B. Okay. Hey guys, I'm Nushi B.
And I'm Danelle Mkobong.
And this is Wine O'Clock
on www.radiodr.co.za.
Hey guys, this is Nushi B.
And Danelle Mkobong.
And you're listening to Wine O'Clock
on www.radiodr.co.za.
Well, last week we spoke about... What did we speak about last week?
We spoke about a lot. They were just... But like mainly just issues or problems that face brown people.
Oh yeah, all day.
Yes.
Well, today's topic is how we went from studying one thing to working in a totally different industry from... what we didn't initially plan out to do.
Yes, and it is kind of also a brown people issue because I feel like you go to university straight after school to please your parents.
Yeah.
More than anything.
I tried a gap year. I was denied such. But anyway.
Child, I would have been baptized with the oil and the blood of the lamb to keep on my demoni. It would have been hectic.
Well, technically, that's not why I wanted a gap year. I just wanted a gap year to kind of figure out what I wanted
yes,
to study.
Yes, that is a demon of indecisiveness.
Like, for me, I thought it was valid because I was like, guys, I've just uprooted my entire life to move countries. Like, let me just...
You forgot you was black?
Myself. I did.
No, it's all right, girl. No, it's all right.
Momentarily.
All right. Just the momentary lapse of, I'm too black to do this.
Yeah. That's really nice time, guys.
No, really, I would have never crossed my parents, ever. It was like, decide and go.
I really tried.
Yeah, and you get a side eye. Like, you haven't applied yet, and other kids have applied. And they're opening an acceptance letter. And my mom will come home and be like, ingane kamandla nini. Bathi bayacceptile UCT. Sisi. You're like... Oh, that's the whole question. Like, I'm making a statement and then, sis.
Yeah, she's now asked you a question.
And you're just like, oh, me?
Now you may speak.
Oh, no, I signed the list in KZN, hoping that I don't get baptized by the oil and the water and they actually accept me. But like, that was the thing. You make yourself, you know, you kiss, and I was like, so big. So they do take a while to respond. So that was my whole thing. But at some point, I was unsure. I was like, I will. So no, look, am I getting into university or no? I don't know. One delay. Oh, we have one delay on, you know, on the couch today.
Oh, yeah, we have a guest.
Yes,
we have a guest on the couch. That's what you guys go with.
Yeah, you're on the couch today.
Okay, cool.
Aren't you on the couch?
I am.
Drinking wine?
As opposed to a stepladder.
Anywho, when did you get your letter? I feel like I got mine in January and I was already shitting bricks.
I applied in January.
Okay, so you were that person.
Yeah, I thought I was going to take a gap year. And then I went to a couple of functions and events at UKZN and Matric.
Yeah.
That made me decisive that I'm going to go to... Varsity, UKZN. Specifically, yeah. UKZN. Because it was in the area.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to go to like a Pretoria or a Joburg type of situation.
You just want to leave home.
Why not?
I love KZN, bro. I'm what you'd call a patriot.
I am a patriot to the Zulu kingdom.
Guys, KwaZulu, so much. Yonke to make sense, KwaZulu, bro. Everything outside, and I've been to a couple of places outside of like the country and stuff like that, and I always just want to come back to KZN.
Yeah. No, me, I did a stint. And then I came running back. It's like my ass was on fire. I lived in Durban for a while. Hey, guys, that 180 back was just like, ooh, I'm home. People understand me. People get me.
Some of us are just social people. And the pay could be better somewhere else. But the fact that I just can't go up to a random person and just start a random conversation about anything. And we can have a 15-minute conversation about David Gwanzi,
Mhlabane. Oh, my God,
guys. Yeah, right? And it's but, a typical...
No, but that is a presumption.
Because
necessarily the person might not be able to respond.
No shit. in KZN, no, go up to anybody and say, Ikwanzi, mhlawumbe.
So it's, hey, mada.
Hey,
akhuluma ke manje.
So that's the part of society.
No, you know what, I think, outside of like the culture and whatever, and I don't want to say the culture, but just being in Joburg.
It is the culture, mate.
Outside of that, I just couldn't be in a place where I couldn't tagazela a police officer and leave with a goodbye and a smile and instructions that there is another speed trap 20 Ks down that way. I need to calm down, right? Yeah. Just detailed menu. I don't have a preaching, Masofia. Ay, Scott Beck. Hey, Konagi la Pontogas. Bangak Bambik. I was, Makebangiabong. Jay, all you need to do is just surname, smile, uyithobut aungakoli, sangoni lengosyomteetu.
Pela.
And you're done.
Yeah, well,
and you could have been doing
like
200 in a residential area. You tagazela that man. You're done. You get off with a warning and instructions of where the next roadblock is.
And Lapa, and Lushi, actually, going back to what you were saying, it's not even about the language barrier for me. I could go and learn a different language.
Sure.
But it's a cultural thing.
Actually, funny. Mm. Last week we had spoken about, like, briefly, very, very briefly, about being black and not able to speak your vernacular language, like, in Africa.
I'm
asking
about that.
But I want to shout out CK, because CK, like, took the time out to, like, find an app and everything. Just basically, like, with a whole bunch of languages, like Swahili and, like, some Nigerian languages. And are we allowed to say app names?
Yes, we can. Okay. Cowboy it.
No, guys, legal. Like, have we checked with legal?
Can we check with legal on that?
Like, I'm not trying to get into trouble, guys.
Is that a yes, sir?
Please.
Are we?
Okay, we're allowed.
All right, we are cleared.
So the app is called Tasim First Words.
Okay.
On iOS. I'm not sure what it is on Android, because...
Yeah.
Because
I don't know. Y'all find it. I've done enough. Okay? I've done enough.
So, yeah, just that one shout-out. I wanted to just say that about CK, because Shay, my friend, did a lot.
Right. No. Yeah, well, the more
that's dope. That's making an effort. People don't make an effort.
Yeah, people don't make enough of an effort.
Yeah, bro.
So, like, with what you were saying now about the whole... It's not even a language barrier. Go, sorry.
Yeah, so it's not even like when I got to Kenya, the first thing I wanted to do was find out what the indigenous languages were.
Yeah.
And it was...
Don't you do that before you travel somewhere?
I feel like I do that before. And then I learn the hello, how are you? May I please and thank you.
The problem is, sometimes
and then you throw in an English word.
Yes.
And then they're like, yes. And then when you're done, and then you say thank you.
I check for other things online, like, you know, certain legalities.
But do I need a yellow fever shot?
No, that's very that's low on my list. Standard. I just need to know how to communicate.
Yeah,
like when I went
to
Mozambique, I was like, okay, I need to know how to say hello.
Obrigado.
And I needed to say, ask if they could speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And then I switched to English immediately. They said yes.
Mm.
And then I said, thank you.
Here's my thing. Like with the whole looking up the terminology online, Google and most search engines have shitty ass pronunciation, yeah, bro? So now you know the word and you know what it means, how it looks. But now when you get on the ground and you have to actually say it, sometimes it's a bit disrespectful to be like speaking in a way that, you know, or on the other side, you
or
could
like
just pronounce
Isfana
it. Even Isfana Galo, or...
No, I mean, like, Isfana Galo pisses me the fuck off. Woman is dry like Abby. And people need to stop doing
Isfana Galo
it's very degrading. No, it's degrading.
Because Isfana Galo is, is the historical context.
Exactly. No. Because if you can't do that, fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Upoloni of racism, of apartheid.
So, what's a pig? Yeah,
Upolon. Upolon of apartheid.
Lobo!
Yeah, it's a prize.
Oh, na, my piece of cutlet.
It's a prize.
No, we don't do that here.
So now that's what I did.
Don't
that's
shame
what,
the
when
brand.
I, when I got there, I was like, the first thing I wanted to do was learn the language, ever.
Yeah.
Because then you find out, like, that they prefer you speaking that language as opposed to English.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. But touching down on the ground, and you don't want to know the language, it's a bit disrespectful, like you guys are saying.
But like ignorant. I tend to I'll gravitate to like a flight attendant if Yabona she's part or some because it's always someone on the flight.
For me, it's always the cab guy.
Home. Yeah, who's going home?
The cab guy that takes you from the airport.
Yes, and the cab guy.
That's the guy.
So I always think and then the guy at customs who's checking your shit. Because you know, when I talk to the guys at customs all the time,
really?
I have the biggest conversations with the guys at customs,
why?
Which is how I managed to not take my shoes off because they wanted to take my shoes off when I went to Ghana. And this guy is just like, what? I'm like, we just started.
You could have a bomb on your elbows.
Right? And I'm just like, and I've got this just awkward energy. Look, I don't have a bomb in my elbow. Okay? And I'm just like, but like, I don't want to. Also, I forgot because I read that I would have to, you know, do this. But like, I forgot.
You read up that extensively?
South Africa.
When I was entering in Ghana.
Oh, getting into
Ghana. Yeah, now South Africa, they don't make you take your shoes off.
Right?
But when I flew back from Namibia, I had to. I was like, what the fuck?
What
is
happening?
And it was the first time that it had to happen. And I was like,
and then, like,
South Africa is a progressive country.
Yeah, the guy explained to me, he's like, we don't usually do it. But we've been having like a Boko Haram thing, so we're being extra, extra vigilant. But me and my weird, awkward energy and the da-da-da and my weird twee that I was, you know, trying to get it together with the guy, he was just laughing the whole time. He's just like, hey, my sister, go. Oh, you South Africans are funny. And I was just like, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you from Azania. Africa, it's just like, go, okay. Just go.
I'm
and
okay.
Then as I'm leaving, I kind of take the
I'm
wrong
sorry.
Turn. He's
you know,
like, no.
You just said Azania. Have you heard the superwork now, the superwork rebuttal to Azania?
Ooh, what is that?
Which, who named us Azania?
Ah.
Because it wasn't black people.
Ah, Sasuke Pain. Are you right?
That is the superwork. Overwork.
I wonder sometimes when you're aiming and you completely
so woke, you dream it.
Overshoot the moon.
Was it?
It's your lender.
When I heard that one, I was like, oh,
it's your lender.
When do we get past the extra PG?
South Park called it a win in 2017.
We're not doing that.
PC.
We're not doing
PC.
No, this is
everything must be politically correct.
This is what we're not doing.
Lock.
PC culture, PC principle.
Lock.
Because I feel like this conversation can easily go left.
Okay.
And that's not what we're talking about today.
Let's go back to the agenda. Stick to
the agenda.
So you applied to UKZN simply because you didn't want to leave.
Yeah, and he did it late.
I decided late that I wanted to have a university experience.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't want to have a varsity college type of experience.
I did that.
I was like, I was super blown away.
I wanted to say something, but
I was blown away by the fact
that
there's
like head.
Thousands of people at the varsity, different types of people. I'm not trying to do the 20 people in a class. This is not high school.
Because now I'm back in school, right? Now it's clicky. We're back to being clicky. I feel like, out. I remember the first time. Equals 101. We are so full, we're sitting in the stairs. The lecture hall houses about 350. Then people are standing, sitting on the floor, and just waiting. Mark. He's like, okay, there's 500 of you guys. I'd say look to the left, look to the right, but by the time next week happens, all of you sitting on the floor won't be here.
Machine.
Wow.
And
it's true.
Just like, you know, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not just, this is the truth. And on top of that, 6 weeks into the course, after the first negative marking, multiple choice test, there'll be even fewer of you. Negative marking. It means if you answer it wrong,
minus 25%. This is what I know.
This is what I don't know.
Yeah, what you're willing to take a gamble on is a little bit in between.
Are you willing to roll the dice?
No.
Are you?
Then you had sociology. 100 multiple choice test out of 100.
What?
Sociology 101.
What?
100 multiple choice out of 100 marks. 3 hours. I think I finished it in 45 minutes.
I can't.
Oh my God.
You just got coloring
three
in.
Hours.
Right?
I feel like this one means something.
But you guys are built like that. Some people actually aren't, their minds aren't built in that to think like that. So they need to make sure they will engage every single question and refer to something in the textbook, and some of them have songs. It's like formulaic. People think in different formulas. Like, yeah, the same way it's easier for somebody
to
write.
Arguing, why do I have 100 multiple choice? Can I write an essay or something?
To make sure. Go to Ayaz Lentole.
Like, let me fumble through it or something, man. Can you ten marks again? Essay.
Like 5 questions out of 2.
Can you say in 10 lines?
Second year, it's essay. Second year, then it's essay. It's like 50 marks for 4 essays each. Yeah.
Wow, man. I would have not survived 100 multiple choice questions. Like, my brain would have started seizing.
I would have felt lazy.
I loved it.
Oh, no. I was just like, no, I couldn't do that. I need to write essays. Just, yes.
Do you know, like, essays are like... that one thing I love, but the one thing I hate, because like,
yes.
I feel like I just need to say what I need to say, but then, you know, people want you to write and write. And
no, they actually just want you to say what, like, you need
literally
to say.
Literally, just
no,
that.
Like, I got cut down on marks in high school all the time because I didn't write and write.
Ah, high school in the creative writing, service, man. High school. I'm going to be creative, and this is how it made me feel. And the clouds were pregnant, so it was about to rain.
In biology, fam.
In biology. I remember a friend of mine's mom is Electra. She got her master's. She's almost going to get her PhD. Ooh,
flex.
Black women.
Shout out, mama.
So happy for mommy. And she was just like, no, nah, but they have like okay, I need this word to say this and that and that. Everything else, you're wasting my time and yours.
Yeah, the older you get, the less they want you to write.
The less you need to say.
Which is really screwed up about like the school system in South Africa. That's like, it's not even the school system, it's standardized, but it's not built for the next phase.
It isn't. It's
each
like
phase is, you start, okay, forget what you learned in the last phase.
We're here now.
And, it's just like,
and you're like, no, but how did we get here? And then they say, remember when you learned bomb dance or badmas? No, you told me to forget. I listened. Me, I forgot. Now you're trying to remind me. Tisha, I call him
Doyago. Do you know what I envy is how the Asians do things? Where it's like, okay, I see your interest in this, so we're going to hone in on this.
Yeah, but they also make you work 6-hour weeks from
that.
Like 6 to 6.
There's
weird.
That.
Like, but a friend of mine was telling me.
You got George Campbell. We got George Campbell. We have technical schools.
Technical what?
They're just frowned upon.
Yeah, we don't want to do technical stuff.
Yeah, that is.
Which is what the world actually needs. You know, to go back to the actual overarching topic of this thing of Uti. But I think I want to fund my cognitive skills.
So and then
when that person could have done a lot better if they just went to an FET college.
And people were specializing in what they're, you know, what they like, what
actually
they
good at.
Yeah, and what they're good at.
Well, I could ask, Brian, nothing destroyed us more than OP, whatever you can be.
Ha! Yes. I mean, I took that and I ran with it. I was telling someone, I'm just like, guys, me, I'm a jack of all trades. You ask me my job history, ask me something. I've done it. I've just
Isn't
been
that
pop,
annoying, though?
pop. I've been here. I've done that. But also, process of finding myself. Process of you's grown and you ain't gonna sit on the couch and scratch your balls all day. And we're black. I see collab. Lalela, mouse cut, let's call and you need to find something. No more bambi, talk about checkers. No. Mommy, just like, so at some point.
I needed an off day, like,
mom. Like, at some point, she catches me. Obviously,
yeah.
I'm on the couch. Where am I going to go? But, like, as she opens the door, I get up from the couch I was sitting in and I sit in a different couch. And I'm like,
I moved.
Kilojoules burned.
I moved. Just so you can't say Ungshiela. Insane. But like, no, these are
but
the
no, that was the biggest project. It was the wall of over everybody's eyes. That you can go and study whatever you like.
Do whatever,
and whatever you
can
studied,
do.
You could be.
Be what you can be, and you'll get there and you'll be awesome at it.
Because the thing is, the reality is that what you want to be changes over time.
It does. You change over time, yeah.
Think about it like this. umuntu basically in our parents' era, manager, teacher.
Yeah.
Yabo? And principal is the nurse. And
if you're a doctor, you bougie me.
Hey.
When I wa adopt a white family because your mom worked there and they really liked her.
And then what did our parents do? Okay, no. So manager, HR. Yeah. Now they are flipping, it's outsourced.
There's a gazillion HR officers.
There's apps now coming for accountancy.
Yeah,
bro. Everybody they thought they were gonna go to a private firm and earn 40 as a startup realized actually the only jobs you have are with other startup companies because the accountants that are there are saturated.
Here. Yeah.
It's a saturated
thing.
And
it's that whole any 2 year old with a phone can Google search.
Yeah.
I'm a researcher.
I figured with Google. Google changed anything you decided you wanted to be.
There used to be a career called a typist. When 3 year olds are typing more words per minute than I can. Right. They used to be a typist.
So
it was a job. No, it was something.
Hey, now I know it's different.
But on the other end of the conversation,
guys, oh my God.
On the other end of the conversation, guys, is that there's other people that it worked out for.
Yeah.
Where umuntu why nyoni AI engineering, AI science block.
Yay.
We keep
Nama lab coat
and a sponsor. Wapuma suma cum laude walando same time.
Before I put
this, there's a person that you and I personally know that is the head of legal in the public in the public protector's office.
Hey, and he was such a bookworm nerd person, but he was cool though.
He was super cool, but he knew what he wanted to do.
And he was
He didn't look at a paper and look at his marks and said, this would look good.
This one.
Yeah, no, he was just like, this is it. Sing, Lana.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, but family flex, my sister. She knew she wanted to be a lawyer since we were kids.
Dude.
Yeah, but she's an African now.
She's doing like amazing.
You know, like sometimes you look at people like that in your life and you envy them and you're just like, but I feel sorry for you equally. Like, you've never had that switch in.
But also, I'm jealous
that. You've always had your plan. So
they don't need the switch because they were always the plug. My baby Wi-Fi, always
it's
on.
Annoying,
though. Yeah.
And if we're honest, happening way to bro, one foot in, one foot out of our plans. Our life plans.
Yeah.
In life.
Yeah.
It's like, I really think I want to do this, Gotanji.
It takes
I'm not
something
too sure.
to, like me, look, Mina asked me just from varsity, from Bani. My first job straight up, environmental science.
Rocks and soil.
Environmental science. Earth, rocks, and soil was a completely different module. So you need to get that.
GIS and inspector.
Yes. Get it together. Anywho, and I was so solid and had a plan. And I graduated in record time and I got my job really fairly quickly. Because by like how much me I was moving. Oh, I'm going, got a job, Joburg, this. And I got there and I was thriving. And I got promoted. They were like, oh, you're not an intern. You're a junior girl. Get it together. It was moving. And it took some... I don't want to be triggered, so I'm not going to say it. But it took a person, an individual...
Self-care, girl.
To...
Self-awareness.
Because now you're in this awkward... No, you're a junior in this and you're doing it and you're great. Yeah. But also, you don't even have a year's worth of experience yet. So, where am I going to hire you? No, but it's cheaper to get the person straight out of varsity because you are the person, you know, straight out. So, I want to make that awkward. No, but at least I've got like a year's working. And then I hustle. And people who, like, I'd done consulting for, I'd off the cuff, they'd use me. Oh, I want an EIS. I'm just like, okay, this is my fee. And they pay me and they know, listen, I'm looking for a permanent job, but this is what they can do. So if they need help on a project, research this paper, da-da-da-da-da. Me, they just call me up, pay me. And I was living like that for a while.
Still
experience. I'm a consultant. Yeah, well, I can do this. But like there's this medical aid, there's this, there's that. There's also, dude, if I don't call you and the project has dried up for 3-4 months... Who's gonna? No one's gonna take care of me. So I made the decision to come back, and it was that speed bump. Otherwise, and I keep saying, like my brother and I were talking the other day. I'm just like, I understand that if I had stayed, I'd probably still be living and working in Joburg. Yeah. I'd probably be
miserable F.
No. I loved it. Don't get it twisted. Loved it. And I'm pretty sure I would still love it. Because even now, I'm very interested when my friend calls me up for EIAs and stuff. I do them. And I get paid on the side for it. I can still do it.
Flex.
Why not?
Diana.
But
passive incomes I'm talking about.
Yeah. So I talked to, you know, and I was like, I would probably be one of the people who are on the chopping block at Eskom.
Sure.
Because I used to do a lot of projects for them. New senior management role. Because it's been like, 10 years?
Yeah. Mm.
That's where I would be. And my head is either, did you or did you not do a good job? Hopefully, I'd hope that I would have continued to be a workhorse that
suspension
I am.
Suspension letter, totally.
But, but it wasn't me. It was him. And now I'm singing like a canary because I will sing. Because
you will sing.
Like a canary.
For no part.
Just give me some warm honey for my voice because I'm about to start this solo. But so that's what I was like. And I would have been in that career path. And then I would have been that person who was decided and got up and go. And I had so many plans in the industry and sometimes I still consult for people who have big plans in the industry. Mm. But that speed bump, which was like the worst thing to ever happen to me at the time, turned into like a rolling of me now finding myself living my best life, enjoying every single part of what I do.
Sure.
And where I'm at and you know, and the scars I collected along the way. Because like it makes me so much more valuable.
Sure.
Otherwise, one job, one company. Yes, I'm a professional. I'm an expert at what I do at work. But this is all I know. I never, you know, deviated, taken another, you know, another path. So I can look at it, and this hindsight is 20/20 because you. I'm depressed, guys.
That's the thing for me. Like I'm of the school of thought where that catches up to you.
Mm.
Like just because, simply because of how the mind works.
Yeah.
Above it, nothing manifests more than regret and curiosity, bruh. In the mind.
Yeah.
I think that's why my soul is racist, because I'm always just like, but what if?
Yes.
Like, I no longer have what if thing. I let go.
You know what annoys me, right?
Yeah.
What if we ghost?
What I've found about myself and what irritates a lot of people around me is that I trip and fall into jobs that I don't really have any experience in, and then I flourish, and then I'm like, so I've accomplished this. I want to do something new.
Yeah.
And then I go look for things.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, I'm also scared to just be like, this is it. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm great at.
Let me ask you this.
Because I want to do all of it.
Let me ask you this. But
yeah, me
the
too.
All of it are you doing that you've been doing? Have you been doing it at the same time or one after the other?
Sometimes it all just... it's the same thing. Other times it's individually. And then I'm like, oh, I've learned this skill.
Sure.
I'm bored now. Let's do something new.
Look, and
it's annoying.
No, but curiosity is, you know,
it's dope.
It's the spice of life. It was
But like, guys, I feel like that is now. And
but then also, another thing is what makes you become bored of it?
Because
there's a thing of being, of not completing things.
No, I complete everything. I learn all the... okay, maybe not everything. I learn all the skills I want to learn.
Yeah, well.
And then I'm like, I don't like this one. I don't feel like doing this anymore.
Okay.
That's when it's stuck in your comfort zone.
Well, then maybe is your next hop maybe in a company that... unlike the company you're currently in right now, it specializes in doing that thing.
Yeah.
And then... outside of going and learning to be an engineer or a ship captain, you're going to kind of stay in the office and do that. And then figure, you can't necessarily just kind of move around.
But those are the margins.
Easily.
Ship captain.
No, but like that's when you're on. Yeah. I'm making the extremes. And like I'm thinking where I'm at is, okay, I'm a rep right now. But I can easily transition into the marketing side. I can easily transition to
that
distilling,
thing. Yeah, well.
Because it doesn't necessarily mean such a specialized skill set. One of the companies that you find yourselves in is, I'm good, great, but now I'm here and I feel like I've accomplished it. And then there's, no, but we're not going to study to be an engineer or a ship.
But that's the problem. That's the problem with even qualifications is that, like, professions. For me, I don't know, from a young age, I just felt like professions... especially with the whole structured degree thing.
Yes.
I don't get how people agree to... how can you tell me and force me that if I want to be a lawyer, this is all I need to know? What if I want to learn about classical civilizations because I want to learn about the Latin outcomes?
Take it as an elective. Everything. Read in your own time.
I got like two
elective.
I ain't trying to read in my own time, bro.
Read in your own time.
Own time? I paid money. I paid money to learn.
This is own time.
I paid money to learn on this time. And I need
and
to
this
be.
This is your specified yeah. time?
Because even, bro, even like, I don't know which study it was. You might need to look it up. Yeah, all the people. Yeah, it's kind of my naysayers. Kind of my tutorials.
Yeah.
But it's, about ELLB.
Yeah.
It's being criticized right now as a qualification because of its lack of social skills.
Yes.
Those guys don't do any social skills.
Case readings, exams. Losing.
How are you judging members of society with those social skills?
You remember we had a friend. I won't mention his name. But he started going bald and Zilo. Why are you going bald? Tina, we'd be like walking out. I went on campus, just we were sitting in the
lecture.
Boom, boom, boom.
The lecture is gonna miss
out,
me.
We're gonna go to the club, and you're like, oh, let me collect something or let me collect money from someone there on campus.
Yeah.
And you walk into the law library and everyone's just like, it's palatable, the anxiety and the depression. Nama broken dreams.
It's just too much.
You can just see them.
Dreams, guys.
It's too much. Some things you just need to know what kind of animal you are. And if you're not willing to excel at the rate of the people that are going at it, girl. Guy,
because
I believe if you're not willing to excel, if you don't want to excel at something, then it's not for you. It's not part of your purpose. It's not part of your thing. Anything that you excel at is what you should focus on in life.
Yeah,
and then build everything else around that.
Again, the Asians, guys. The Asians.
Yeah.
But the Asians.
It's a bit too.
No,
it's a bit fascist. It's fascist just because I like video games. Now I must be in software programming.
You need to be perfect at.
You need to be perfect at if not. Yeah,
what if I just want to ride cows for the rest of my life in the West?
Nah, that's not part of the game.
No social skills. Lab of humanity was frowned upon.
Huh? Why are you?
I want to be a bull rider. Like, go ride bulls, bro. Like in the West, like the John Wayne movies. You don't understand. Like,
look, your Pantone is a bit too dark for being a bull rider. But also, be all you can be.
Yeah. But yeah.
They are black Spaniards.
Look, they
Spaniards.
Are. They are.
I was going to say Spanish people. In
I love him. Oh, my God. He's in the U.S., like, Spain.
In the West. I'm in the West.
They are black Texans.
We're not
saying
they are.
Yeah, in Alabama and
but
all
like,
that.
But, like, he's trying to be, like, the hillbilly.
Yeah, like,
no,
Billy
no,
Bob.
Like
no.
Billy. We don't do that. Here.
Okay. We don't Billy Bob?
We don't do that. That is what we do.
But so,
the cruel joke is that now the one faculty that was always frowned upon is the most important. Because everything else can be automated except for human behavior.
Exactly. And human skills. Because, I mean, I'm just like, I've never done this.
For now.
But
AI needs to be programmed. Needs to be programmed by a human being. Unless they
sure,
like,
but then
unless
they
cheese
don't
splice
have to be
us.
Social.
Sure, like
they have to be social.
No. The human beings programming the AIs, they don't have to be. They need to.
No,
be
I'm saying
Asian.
The AI has to be social.
Oh
really,
yeah,
we're the generation of I want, and I want it now.
Yeah, instant gratification.
You want to talk consumers. To your friend now, and then superly, and then you want to go into your phone.
Yeah, but you can't assume that that's going to be the generation for until the world ends.
Look at the kids that came after us.
Eventually, people are going to get tired of the information. And then it will go back to Reddit. Those
will
type
we
of
get
vibes.
Tired of information?
Kids are already tired of the misinformation.
No, they're really not.
There's Reddit. Go to Reddit.
Oh, no, I only read one subculture. And asshole.
Even like, think about it. Like
topic
you,
I read.
Like you, even as a person, as a perfect example, is that you have gone through all the saturation now and you get your music from online streaming. Yeah, well, that's thoroughly progressive. That's like a lot of people are still 3 years behind that.
Yeah, I'm downloading. Yeah, well, I'm asking my friend to put music on a USB. Am
I right? Just push a CD.
Really?
Yeah.
People.
Okay.
So you can never assume that where you are is where society is.
Someone selling a CD that I know, and I was just like, No, fam.
No, I remember a friend of mine last week was traveling to Bloom, and they're like, do you have an external with movies? And I'm just like, I stream everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Who does that? Who are you?
Everybody in this room is in the upper 10%.
Like, who are... No, we are.
All of us, yeah, in the upper 10%.
You know, dare we say even the 1%?
Well, I mean, I get online, lapo, yeah. Well.
Even in the 1%.
See, lap.
Because koni zindonje that things happen to you and you're just like...
And do you know how you... Nushu, do you know where you learn this type of stuff? In social skills, in sociology. Understanding that there is your world, there's your internal, and then there's the external around you, and how both are required for you to live a fulfilling life.
I mean, outside
you know
of...
That, why I say this with... Because I prefer to online shop to minimize my...
Human interaction.
My human interaction.
I just don't like shopping.
But then... No, I love shopping. I think I like spending money, not particularly the online
I like spending
shopping.
Money, not shopping.
But then on the flip side, I'm like... I need to see my friends, even if it's one of them, continuously. Mm. But just one person...
One at a time.
Just so I can figure out that I'm still social outside of my job. Because you go to work and you kind of are that person for those 8 hours. And then you're a different person when you leave.
Think about it like this. Like everybody, there's a lot of people that like yourself that feel like, okay, cool, I'm good in my own space, being alone and stuff like that. But there's a reason why solitary confinement is a punishment in jail.
Yeah, I know that. Mm, like,
we are social humans.
You're social humans.
But also, she's not confined. So yeah, she can leave when she wants.
That's that.
She can make a phone call and invite people.
But
when you're locked up, you are... That's where the brain comes in. It's just like,
that's where the brain comes in. You don't have a choice anymore.
Mm, let's get out. And you lose time and you lose all of these and you just start, wow, I feel like I slept for 5 hours, but then your meal hasn't come, so you know it hasn't been 5 hours. It could have been 5 minutes. You're just like, no, man, why did I stab that guy?
Actually, let me ask you a question, both of you. Do you regret studying what you just studied?
Yes and no.
Okay, winner?
Hell no.
No. That's why yes?
Because I've never gotten a oh my God, like I can hear water running outside and it sounds like someone peeing. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
My mind just went off.
They've just finished peeing.
Or running the tap. It's whatever. Really.
Well, it's your, yeah.
He shook it more than twice. He's playing with it.
Oh my God.
Because I've never gotten a chance to actually use what I studied. But that's actually because what I studied, when I started studying it, became, is defunct the correct word?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Defunct.
And it kind of went from being PR to marketing being one department.
Yes.
And then I just kept falling into different jobs where I fell into a marketing department, where I fell into admin, where I fell into procurement, where I've fallen into repping, where I've just been all these people, and I'm just like, okay, I guess I've used my PR-ness in knowing how to do public speaking, which I still hate, which...
Love presenting.
Yeah.
People. Like, and it's kind of spotlights.
I can't do this. Yeah. Like, literally, it's like, even in a room of people I am familiar with, I'm like, okay, there's 20 of you. I see you every day. We speak every day. But then I stand up there and I'm like...
You have 20 people?
No, I mean like in terms of like varsity or whatever when I was at BC.
Oh, okay.
But like...
Because it was like 20.
No, I mean like in...
Yeah.
Like even at 20 people, I'm like, oh my God, I just want to die. I don't want to do this. And I do it. And people are like, oh my God, you did so great. You were audible. You said
right.
Relatable.
And you're just
and
like,
I'm like,
I wanted to die.
but why haven't you done it like in your personal capacity? People don't do the qualifications in their personal capacity.
Stop being scared. In the words of all my friends, stop being scared.
We promise to cut her off. End of next month, if she doesn't do what she needs to do.
Yeah, but... Oh,
wow.
Talk.
But I actually figured out why I'm scared.
You have 32 days.
I know that.
Like a fixed deposit account.
So it's
a loan,
guys.
It's a loan.
Yes. You're renting this friendship.
But I was listening to a different... Oh, my God, Jester. Do your job. But I was listening to a different podcast where they were talking about how, you know, growing up, how, like we were speaking about last week, how being black and growing up in a brown family where you aren't allowed to fail at the plan.
Yes.
This is the plan and this is all you know.
And if you deviate from the plan, you need to have an equal to or more awesome plan. Exactly.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'll take away my love for you as a child.
Yes.
So then I got to adulthood and I realized that, hold on, I still hold myself to the standards I was held at when I was a child.
There it is.
And I'm like, it sucked as a child. And I punished myself.
And it sucks now.
And it sucks now. And I'm like, why the fuck do I still hold myself to those same standards when it hurts as a child?
Omar, I still do. I feel like that's the one reason why I succeed or exceed when I do things.
Did it make you happy?
Look, nobody's talking about happiness right
now.
Me, you know what's that when the people punish themselves and they say like the Lord's Prayer, a million.
Yeah.
Every day it's like, bah!
Penance.
Bah, penance. Do great. You need to do excellent. But look, Mina, and I was talking on this, I'm sure with you once before, but with another friend of mine on how I resented my mother. And I find that a lot of brown women resent their mothers because they treat them differently from their brothers.
Yep.
Because they seem to give more leeway to the boys. But in growing up,
boys will be boys.
And the firstborns.
No,
boys will be boys.
I'm just on the male female, yabo.
Okay.
And I find Ugutsi, we were like, even my grandma, what, that they had their boots on our necks because they grew up in a time where for a black person, you're nothing. You're a maid. Mm-hmm. You're a whore. Mm-hmm. You're a teacher. You're a nurse being paid dirt. Yeah. So they clawed themselves as much as they could to educate us. And on top of the education, formal education, to remind you at every opportunity that they got, just because you've got this, I'm beating you at every point so that you're stronger. Not because I'm breaking you. But it is. It broke us. It did. Because we grew up in a different time. But I can see now. And when I turned, and I think we all kind of agreed, well, when you turn about 25, your whole relationship with your mom kind of changes. And you can see it. Once you've experienced the sexual harassment, you've experienced the man getting a promotion for doing jack, or the white person for just being white and existing. And when are you working hard and you're doing this, and the world is not designed for you, black girl.
No.
But I feel like our mothers and our grandmothers.
Refrain from anything that has to do with black child, black boy, black girl,
Jay,
black.
No. For this one,
We aren't those people.
But I'm just saying,
this is not a woke.
Me, I'm just describing.
Yeah, just going forward.
My mother.
Oh, we're on your own, black child.
It's not a woke thing. It's very much my mom would hey, one fork beat me like I stole something. One fork. Meantime, she comes home, the boys have been sitting there with piles of dishes this long, and she's like, how yas in chain? I got beat.
The boys are still gonna get drafted to the wall.
But like, I get it. It might have been subconscious to them, but I get it. And I can sit and say I appreciate it. But fortunately, from being, I want to say first or second generation, well, first in my family, first generation, you're out, you've gone to the good schools, you've got the education. You can stand up and fight against your parents. Maybe when they're left, we respect each other. And when you're going left, I'll tell you, nah, fam.
Yeah.
With respect and step back a couple of steps. That backhand can still come.
You remember.
Nah, fam. And you're speaking out your neck all disrespectful like, and she starts moving towards you. You kind of step three step because you don't know. That backhand might just, you're just like, I'm a massive shy wick. Oh,
it's about that time.
I'm almost 30, but saying shawoma.
La lena.
And it could happen. It's just like a, and then you're just like, no,
it's not nice.
And then you're just like, and if she's close enough, and then you look around, is there a teacup? Is there a slipper? Is there something just chilling on the table? And you're just like, you just got to disrespectful level, and I will
I'm telling
beat
you, bro.
You.
But like, with, like the child about, there's something you said about the realization, like at 25 and stuff like that, around those ages or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I had a very profound situation at that time because I didn't have a very close relationship with my father.
Yeah.
But he was present.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It was just like, you know, last born tendencies, which I recently learned because I was so close to my mother. I've got only child tendencies as well.
Yes, you do.
Join me, friend.
Which is crazy. Do. Like, I was doing something really up for something.
You're only child with siblings.
Yeah, basically. Basically. Join me, but, like, I only found out, like, later on in life that, like, my mother is passionate about interior design. Because prior to that point, they couldn't afford to have a passion.
Yeah, you want a passion for who?
Yeah,
make
well,
money, get these kids fed.
For leisure, later. If we go fund the history. I'm a historian. I've been shut on by the boss 16 hours. Come back. 16 hours. When you're going to be historian. You're going to be
historian. Historian for what? It was bad for blacks. Keep pushing. That's all you need to know about history. You don't want to go back.
I
want to
do Uzo Tweba. Uzo Tweba wena. Uzo Tweban.
I feel sorry for our parents because they didn't have
Went through a lot, guys.
They did not have a chance.
Yeah, they didn't have a chance. And then they had kids who made them go through the most.
A lot of people don't even know what their parents...
But that wasn't choice. We didn't ask to be made. They decided to
Ah, yeah, that's another thing. That's That day is a byproduct of the privilege that they gave you.
Yeah, but... I didn't ask you. I didn't ask to be born, mommy. For that?
Yeah.
I am a lost born.
Yeah, blind.
Straight up middle child.
Do you know, like, with what you were just saying about how our mothers treated our brothers differently?
Mm.
For me, my mom had two girls. There was my sister was treated as the golden child, and then there was me.
Aww.
But then I was more scared of my sister.
Do we have sad noises? Can we put some tears there?
Lalela, what color manja about how your brothers were treated differently too?
Don't drag me. How you had the opportunity to make funny sounds and you didn't take it.
We did not do that because I was a better friend. Booga manja. Now we're dragging each other during the people's.
I'm never the better friend, fam. I can own that one.
You go in, girl.
I am the
better friend.
Anyway. If you say so.
So I was always more scared of my sister than I was of my mom because I always felt that my sister raised me more than my mom did, but my mom was working and doing what she was doing.
Yeah.
And then I watched my sister have her son. And I'm just like,
God.
Guys, this boy at 10 has a tablet, on a laptop, on a TV, on a PlayStation.
Yes!
Guys, I had to work
God
and get amazing grades to get my first cell phone in grade 6. Yes, that is still a privilege because it's
privilege. Yeah. Did she just say to us, grade 6 and her phone?
It was a safety thing. I'm 29 and I still look at him and I'm like, I want your life.
Do I know?
The life you live, where your mother gives you money for being alive. I had to work for money.
Yeah, we didn't get money for being alive.
And even then, it wasn't even guaranteed that you would get it. You'd clean the house, wash all the windows, wash the car, and you still wouldn't get paid.
Charles, I'm born now. Why am I paying you? You are the man.
No, motherfucker. Like,
I'll call your money.
But I feel like that's why a lot of these kids aren't happy, bro. Because they've deprived of life experience. It's just like...
Bro,
is going to be like, she was born in the 90s.
But then on the flip side, my sister has now decided this thing where she now has her... Because he gets NASFAS from
doing
APT and he's gotten out of mainstream.
That's what we're talking about earlier.
It's more suited to than what he was doing earlier.
Because
he was in mainstream school. My boy was depressed. My boy was so depressed.
Nothing is more saddening than
abundance. Street lights come on and you ain't home.
That adrenaline rush, it keeps you happy.
From Florida Tumbilo, guys.
I feel like he played himself.
He did.
Tina was lit,
but that's a different story.
But then I told you, remember what I told you with Tina? I said, I'm at a bus stop.
I know.
I could never do that.
Like, guys go about it differently.
I would never fucking do that.
To learn, you learn differently.
No.
Every guy on Umpata has got a story where he's like, Xena. Savele sa nigga umchita imali yonke imali ika petrol once sesi tsam phone la isi off phone yakhe siphelile party ama text aqala ngo pass phone yabo kodwa ama text
mhlawumbe I right just stupid like boys just stupid
you try everything and then you realize what to say
yazi ukuthini so you pay all your money in one go
lalela
sasi inyoni
yeah sasi inyoni
I was fortunate cuz like when I started clubbing in Namibia, like, I don't know.
I'm not talking about clubbing. I'm talking about house party. I'm talking about high school.
No, like, I started clubbing in high school.
Yeah.
And my brother would drop me at the club, pick me up from the club.
White girl.
You know, the first time I went to a club.
No. Okay.
First time I went to a club, my brother stayed in the club. Ogu metric dance after parts. Yakumbuli. Metric dance.
Really?
He stayed in the club, fam.
First time I went to the club. First time I went to the club, I keep 100 randy. 50 randi. Go up, go to Katwala.
Yeah.
50 randi. We taxi. So, Tashi taxi. So, I have Anna. So, I have a punch.
Yay.
Oh my God.
Yay.
Havana's still alive.
Yeah, go away. Everybody of the seven guys that we were with, four of them, I put on my phone.
That is not funny. That is funny.
Life experience. That's what like these. Your cousin, your nephew, and stuff like that.
They don't have those
experiences because their parents.
These kids are fucking.
Because their parents
dying,
are smothered.
Bro.
Like there's a lady I work with, and Nganya Kefetsu does not walk to the shop.
Oh no, my nephew was skateboarding in the streets at 9.
Yeah, he would disappear for hours.
I didn't have that freedom. I remember leaving for a couple of hours.
Street lights.
And I came home and I caught hell.
But let me ask you.
This nigga can come home as long as walale.
Menimbuza, what he wants to do with his life. Utin.
I know, he's Travis Scott inspired. I don't know what the fuck that kid wants to do, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you guys, don't be our parents and just like,
And you know what?
Figure it out.
Yeah, take an interest. Yes. Like, engage with the child.
Yes.
And, like, you
because
need to know what
he's
thinking.
Because you're
going to
end up having these kids who are, well, they're not kids anymore, but they're working age, bana 20, bana what, and they're entitled in their jobs. I want them to try to ask for, like, a job or sponsorship or something. And you're like, okay, so what can you bring to the table? Because I'm not just going to throw money at you. I need to benefit as well.
Oh, no, I got a degree, like, but mine, I got honors.
No. They're like, I've got 5,000 Instagram followers. And is your last name Kardashian?
No, that's impossible. At a job interview, people can't be that bad.
People, lalela. They lead with, what's that going to do for me is the question. And they'll just be like, deer in headlights.
Mm.
And not understanding what you're telling me, it's a quid.
I'm glad actually we're having this conversation. I was thinking the other day, like, you and Nushi, in like the past 3 years, have found employment. No Tabi, I'll add Tabi to this as well.
Yes, yes.
You guys switch jobs like nobody's business, yet the unemployment rate is rising.
Yeah.
At an exceptional rate. So
because
I'm thinking now, what are people saying in these interviews?
Of the interviewer, and I am here. I'm so, just like, look, this is me, this is what I can speak for myself. I'm articulate,
but
I'm
now,
very confident.
When do we start
well.
Teaching kids that?
That's that thing, you know, which you can't be the whole Travis Scott what. Sometimes a boot in the neck is necessarily for kids. It's not, let me give you everything.
Not even that.
What,
like,
what,
okay,
what,
cool.
What.
Travis Scott. Okay, let's go into Travis Scott. This is where Travis Scott is signed to. This is what this means.
Yeah.
Are you still interested? This is what he does not dress himself. He does not write what he says. His Instagram account is not being done by him.
Right.
You actually take it. You unpack what the child is into.
But then people, you know what, with how quick the world is and how quick the internet and wada, and access to things and information, people don't understand, Uguti. They look at the Kardashians and they look Mesedlala or what they post on Instagram and they think that's, and everyone's like, oh my God, they're dumb, they're this, that, and the next thing. Actually, they're not. These girls
are making money, bro.
Hard. Yes, they're selling something people look down upon or whatever, but they're up in the morning. They're taking this. They're doing this. They're conceptualizing. They get teams of people who know what actual hell is going on, and they go for it. They've got umuntu othi, this is the next curve, ngena la. Ngena kwami emojis, work, work. They're dieting, barely eat a block of cheese or whatever it is. Mm. But they're putting so much, yes, to get like...
Oh my God, devil
with product
much?
Yeah, bro.
This is their life. They starve each other. Ngeke umuntu abe pregnant, have a baby. 3 weeks later, they're all snatched again. In a
plastic
surgery. Outside
whatever
of that,
it is called. Are you willing if you're
are
not?
Are you willing to go that far?
That's the thing.
And that's the thing. People see engathi kulula. No. You are not willing to go as far as removing four of your ribs to get 1 million followers. You're not willing.
You're not willing to go that far.
Then asiyege. Yeah, well, yego Kim and her family alone.
Yes, bro. I mean, I was blessed to be in a family where it was like, okay, we can see that you like doing this. Tina asihlangana naloko. Yabo lento leyo. Your grandparent, your grandfather was a bus driver, and he has. So I'm a trophy is a pole room dancing in the house. So lento yama arts.
Yes.
Kulega sayani sayazi. Yabo. But when I come back, it will be here because we will take care of it. Got some new food. Because lento le, yabo ranje, ranje, ranje.
We can't bank on it.
So even like, when was it? At 17, I won some Levi's competition and then I bought some studio monitors, yabo. And that's when my mom was like, oh, actually, this might be something, yabo. And then when she go overseas, she'd come back with like magazines and stuff like that. So that was like her buy-in. But it wasn't her buy-in based on what I've said.
No, it was a buy-in on results.
On results and progress, yabo.
Yeah.
And even though they didn't check up on it, they showed different like progress and results and stuff like that. So now kids, like your nephew and stuff like that, people are just like, scoop. I seem to understand. Nah, bro.
You come to you asking for some 5,000.
Bro,
Instagram,
it wasn't until I did Eat Good Sunday where my parents were like, okay, cool. I'm 10.
You know what you're doing, but...
And this is at 21. And I obviously had a supportive mother on some social work. So she sat me down and she's like, dude, theater and stuff like that have to hire other people to take care of these things and stuff like that. Do you want that for yourself? Yeah, well, do you want to be fucked over by your accountant or fucked over by your management guy because you don't understand the process of business? Yeah, well? And I was like, hell no. Nah. I'm going to do that. So,
yeah.
Okay, cool. Sure.
Wow.
To sum it all up, bro, it's like just people need to pay more attention to the kids.
And people need to.
Because kids just because they can type 50,000 words faster than you, it doesn't mean that they have this life shit together.
No, they don't.
Yeah, well, directly guidance.
Yeah, and
now we're gonna speak to like someone who also had a parent that engaged with the things he was into.
Yeah,
My dad. My dad said no all the time.
Silo, said
no. Also, this is Silo, the producer, our boss.
Struggle to tell
boss.
Black parents that I wanna do this. I wanna do
your
this.
Parents, at least, like,
ask your
dad got you like computers and all of that, didn't he?
Yeah, but then like
his dad paid $60,000
for after.
Yeah. But after picking him 2 years, you know, I'm just breaking out the context.
Yeah.
Pata, I still had to fight and prove. My dad called me in the middle of I studied film. My dad called me in the middle of my first music video. I'm shooting my first music video. I'm directing. I'm bussing around about 5 white kids.
Yeah.
I'm the shit right now.
Yeah.
You're that guy.
And my dad calls me and says, Silo, I'll pass.
Why are you shaming me, father? Not in front of my friends.
This is in the middle of my debut music video.
Video.
I'm just saying, like, you always have to prove to your parents that you're not going to be an uncle who's going to sit and... I think that's every black parent's like worry is that their child's going to become that. And it's up to you now to prove to your parents that you won't in any which way. I proved it the hard way, the long way.
Mm.
But don't you think it would have been more like you would have had a more understanding of your dad if he said, Lalela Silo, yabo, uchoni timp.
Yeah.
Why is that, man?
Sure.
Yabo, manje, use ovisin.
Yeah.
Yabo, leto, gayas lento yak.
No, that, he
so
didn't
have
say
a cool
that.
Banai.
But in those words, his way of saying that, he's like, Yamaz, malumak ate wafuna lava milo ze. that badge was our call.
Just negatively.
Just, it was the same thing.
But they didn't know how to articulate it.
It was a hard love. Yeah. I got it as the hard love. I learned to decode it as hard love because the message is clean. Like, because I was the same guy growing up. I'd bump into my dad. It's all mean.
It's
a hard lesson, but when it clicks, it clicks.
Yeah.
When it clicks, like Dineo said, that's when it clicks.
And you're just like, this is that. That's what you were trying to do.
Like, you guys got to like 25. Like, my sister cut me off financially at 21. Like, bit of backstory, my mom died when I was 16, and then my sister took over my life. Like, I moved countries to live with my sister, and that was my life, you know? And it was always crazy that at 21, like, my dad cut me off financially, my sister cut me off financially, and I had to find a part-time job to kind of, like, live my entertainment budget.
Damn, life is hard.
No, it was moving to South Africa that was hard. Like, I kind of had to, like, figure out how to be an adult.
Yes.
But then, like, I'm always envious when I hear people say...
No, but, like...
It's not
everybody's got to figure out how to be an adult.
Like, shit, like, I think that's why at every point I've kind of gotten into a career and been like, oh, I like this. Okay, I'm over this. I want to do this. Because at 21, I had to kind of figure out how to make money quick.
Sure.
I didn't prostitute. By
Forex.
I
did not whore. Thank you very much.
It is
to the other people. No,
there's actually a movie about that, hey? About kids that everything you did.
Good job.
No.
You need to earn 3,000 rand for an obscene amount of yours before we even consider.
Don't even understand. Like,
before we even consider raising it to 8.
When I moved at home, like, when they stayed, they were in 3,500.